And it was a certain way that hang knot.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the hang knot, but it never been too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen them tie. I don't know where it was tied correct or not, but they claimed it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen them at a distance where they actually were. You see now, the ones that I told you that I seen tied,
mm-hmm.
that was tied with it. Just pick up a rope and show you how to tie a hang knot.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a scaffold, and the law said he was to drop so far, and they tied him. They dropped the man's hands right down inside there, and they put that rope down his neck, and he stood on a treadle.
Mm-hmm.
And they knocked that treadle out of him. But now he got up there, he had so long, they brought him out up yonder, and he come out,
mm-hmm.
asked if he had anything to say. And he'd get up there and make his talk to them. He was saved, and he was this, and he would set him, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would be his last words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the one that I was had reference to, and I thought it was a pretty, and he was a McCann too.
Mm-hmm.
He was deputy sheriff. And I thought it was a pretty nasty. I thought he come at the prisoner pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
The preachers had been up there and talked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, so I'm ready to go. I've done made peace with my God. And he said, I'm saved, I'm forgiven, and I'm this, that, and the other. I'm ready to go. I done made peace, and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you, I have forgot this nigger's name. I didn't know his name. It was a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him out there, Robert. He was the deputy sheriff. And a fellow by the name of Charles was sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got that nigger up there, he started talking, had a few words. I don't think he had much
mm-hmm.
to say, but he said, you all ought not to do me this away.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert said, I thought you said you was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, you were fixing to die in me. It looked more like a slang than, it, you know, to me it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And they seen that he was fixing to faint,
mm-hmm.
and they knocked the treadle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was the story. You see, they was taking that down just like you're taking that,
mm-hmm.
don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Which it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But hit was pretty. I thought he was going too far.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a man fixing to be hung and it's kind of cutting him off like that.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon he could ask, it didn't matter if he was ready and if he had made peace with God. That didn't mean he wanted to die.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever travel around very much?
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to different cities in Georgia?
Not too many. I had went to just enough to know that I just don't like it. I don't like traveling. Now, when I was real in my teens, it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and of course, now I can go further in a day now than I used to go and travel a day and night.
Mm-hmm.
The distance, I think it takes about an hour and a half to. Of course, now they're shorter cuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I know some that's even had farms
mm-hmm.
where it taken me, I could leave out before day, and then I didn't know the ways, and I went a long ways out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I left before day, about 12 o'clock, 10 or 11 or 12, something like that, way at night before I got back home.
Mm-hmm.
And they can leave here now. Care tractor and do a pretty good day's work and come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty true. But now that was that day and that's this one. You see, that's the difference in the 2 days. Mm-hmm. But now you understand it's a whole, it 8 years further, like we got to travel now.
Mm-hmm.